What sustains former President Trump's lies that he won the 2020 election? Well, in several key states, it's a growing media network that is creating an alternate reality for some Republican voters and politicians. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler takes a look at one outlet.
If you don't follow politics in Georgia closely, or even if you do, you might be forgiven for not knowing much about the Georgia Star News. Founded just after the November election, it looks like a regular news site. There's a lifestyle section, a widget for the weather, and stories about local and national goings-on. But there's more going on, says Steve Bannon, former Trump strategist, describing the outlet's focus in a radio interview.
I mean, this content you can't get anywhere else. It's not, we're not conservative ink. It's very populist. It's very nationalist. It's very MAGA. It's very American first.
It's part of an expanding network of sites seeking to influence local politics with conservative opinion by mimicking the look and feel of local newspapers. These, in turn, are part of a larger pro-Trump media ecosystem. Some of those sites have spent months churning out false content suggesting Trump won last November. Many of the sites have been around for a while, but the 2020 election and an intense focus on battleground states like Georgia has helped their stories really take off. Georgia's fledgling website gets a boost from publisher John Frederick's radio show that has featured numerous figures from Trump's orbit, plus influential Republican politicians in Georgia pushing false claims of fraud or challenging those who didn't overturn the election.
Republican Party chairman of Georgia, David Schaefer, state senator Brandon Beach, Bernie Jones running for governor in Georgia, Congressman Buddy Carter.
So there was a ready-made audience when the Georgia Star published a story mid-June questioning the legitimacy of nearly 20,000 absentee ballots placed in Georgia drop boxes, willing to spread something that would ordinarily be a blip on the radar. First, the Georgia Star website ran a story that said Fulton County, which includes Atlanta, could not produce crucial chain of custody documentation for ballots returned in drop boxes. The story seemed to question the validity of President Joe Biden's narrow victory in the state. Days later, county officials were able to find all but 8 of those forms, said all the ballots were accounted for, and noted that Georgia's election was counted 3 different times in November. But in the conservative alternate media sphere, the story began to pick up steam. Fredericks had Steve Bannon on his radio show to discuss the breaking news.
This Georgia Star story this morning, unless I'm not reading it correctly, and I think they've actually buried the lead, it's the most explosive thing I think it's happened in this entire process.
From there, it ricocheted across the pro-Trump media sphere to TV networks like One America News.
But we begin tonight with breaking news out of Fulton County.
And getting aggregated by sites like the Gateway Pundit that regularly traffic in conspiracies and misinformation. But the story was not limited to the fringe of Republican politics. Several pro-Trump lawmakers and primary challengers demanded an investigation into what happened. So did Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, himself a frequent target of misinformation and attacks from these sites. That led mainstream outlets to run with Raffensperger's response, pushing the story further into the spotlight. Even though the county has found the forms, the Georgia Star hasn't updated its story because it says it still hasn't received that data from elections officials. Just a few days after the original story, Trump issued several statements and linked to a One America News segment about the misleading story.
How in the world can you be missing chain of custody documents for 1 out of 4 absentee ballots in Fulton County?
And praising the writer by name for, quote, the incredible reporting you have done. Meanwhile, the story breathed new life into Trump's false claims, which he repeated at a Saturday rally in Ohio.
The biggest tragedy of all is millions of Americans have lost confidence in their vote. We can't let that happen.
In an interview, publisher Fredericks says the Georgia Star has a growing audience of people that want an outlet that tells the truth, gets the facts, and can, quote, punch through the fake news networks. And he says the site is profitable thanks to a large number of ads from Republican politicians and groups.
And if somebody needs to reach informed, motivated readers that want the truth, advertising with us is a great opportunity for them with a great ROI potential.
After last week's rally, the Star News Network snagged an exclusive half-hour interview with Trump. An all-caps headline the next day touted the conversation and its takeaway. There's no more important issue than the 2020 election, Trump said. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.